1077 The Island is your station for real music variety. On the air and also streaming audio online, 1077theisland.com, so you can take us with you wherever you go. Brent joins me from Grand Island Hy-Vee. You're the store director.
That's correct.
Before we get into, you have a really cool event coming up here. Before we get into that, I do have to give you a compliment.
Oh.
I've been seeing you for years. Store director, that's a big position, but you do everything.
Yeah.
I've seen you get carts. I've seen you stock shelves. I've seen you bag groceries. You do every single thing that could possibly be done in that store. That's so impressive to me.
Well, I appreciate that. I always lead. I think actions speak louder than words.
I think so, too. I always believe that. It's just very impressive, you and your staff.
Yeah.
But so are you trying to break a world record?
Yeah, so I've got an event staff that meets every Monday. They're about five people, and they are the most creative individuals I've ever met. And sometimes they create a spokesperson to come down and talk to me about the things they've created, or sometimes they come down as a team. And when they come down as a team, I'm a little nervous. But this time they had an event. They're like, Brent, we want to break the world record for most steaks sold. And that was in Japan. And it was 1,734 steaks, cooked steaks sold in 24 hours. And we want to sell 1,750 in 12 hours. So 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. this Thursday at Hy-Vee, we'll be doing.
And this is happening today.
Yes.
This is fantastic. And you cook them right outside Hy-Vee.
Yep.
And we can help. Is there a donation possibility here where we could donate and it helps first responders?
Yes. So a steak dinner, we will make sure we explain that too, is $10. So $10 gets you in hand cut. Can't stress that enough. Hand cut. It's not frozen. Hand cut, 8-ounce New York strip, mashed potatoes and green beans. And then we're asking the community, Tri-City area, to sponsor one of these steak dinners for a first responder. So you can call the store or you can simply come by. If you're buying groceries, you can say, hey, I want to buy a steak dinner for a first responder. We'll ring it up and then we'll make sure that we take care of our first responders on Thursday.
That's awesome. Do all Hy-Vees do this with first responders?
No, but all Hy-Vees do the steak dinner every Thursday night. So every Thursday night they do it. We just want to break the world record. And a matter of fact, this will put us at number one, the most steaks sold in Hy-Vee since we started this event. So I think it's a cool event. So we're obviously looking to sell some steaks, feed some first responders. And then also I know I included in there as well that we're going to try to donate money to United Way. So once we hit that goal of 1734, we're going to cut a check to United Way, but we like to give them more. So for every dollar after that, every steak sold after that 1734, we're going to give them a dollar back. So let's give United Way a good check and a good money to get them going as well.
Big time. This is fantastic. We're talking with Brent Grummert, store director with Grand Island Hy-Vee. When I first moved to Grand Island, believe it or not, 11 years ago, we had a blizzard. I don't know if it was exactly 11 years ago, but there was a huge blizzard, and the only people that were open was Grand Island Hy-Vee, and we stumbled in there soaking wet, snow boots on, and I said, how come you guys are still open? And I don't know if it was you or someone else said, we like to be here for first responders, because they're out.
Yep.
They're out in all of this.
Yep. Yeah.
That is so very impressive. Thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
Laura Hurley joins us. How are you, Laura?
Hey, I'm great. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning.
Do you have a question for Brent?
Yeah, are those donuts for me?
Well, then we'll see if the radio station shares them.
Let me rephrase. Do you have a question that's pertinent to this conversation?
Well, aren't we talking about the big steak feed that happens on Thursdays at your place?
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be something. Like, we've got staff that spent the last 2 days cutting steaks, and I think we've got 20 people lined up to help on Thursday. So,
is this your brainchild?
No, it was our event committee. All the props go to our event committee. Like I said, those five people are outstanding.
Oh, fantastic. So is it, do you get choices of different steaks or is it just one particular cut?
Yeah. So due to the fact that obviously we're going to try to sell so many, we're doing one type of steak. So it's an 8-ounce New York strip. And as I stated before, I think
people brag about the prime rib. I got to be honest. I think the New York strip is my favorite.
Yep.
It always has been.
So yeah, we'll obviously, myself and I have a couple of individuals that are kind of like steak snobs. We'll be out there grilling them. So we usually do to a medium well, medium rare usually, obviously, because that's where
we're learning about Brent. He's a steak snob.
He can afford to be.
So this is all going down tomorrow at Grand Island Hy-Vee from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
That's correct.
Oh, my stars.
Yeah.
Wow.
Your staff's going to be wiped out after this.
Hey, Brent, did you hear the old lady expression come out?
No, what's that?
Oh, my stars.
You leave Randy alone. It's early.
I've never heard that before you, Laura. Oh, my stars. If that catches on and I start saying that, I'm going to be really angry.
That's okay.
So we're looking at the note. You said this was in Japan. The record was set. It's over 1,700 stakes.
Yeah, that's correct. So let's bring that to Grand Island.
Yes.
Let's do that. Would you actually end up in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do this.
We need to be part of this. And it's not a complicated thing. We show up at Grand Island Hy-Vee and buy a steak.
Yeah, we'll have at least four stations. Obviously, we're going to serve several people. So we'll have a couple stations inside, a couple stations outside, weather permitting. But we'll be ready to go to get you in and get you out. So let's be a part of something special.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
You've been with Hy-Vee for a long time.
Yeah, 34 years. I've been here for 7. So... I love Hy-Vee. Obviously, you have to love something if you've been there that long. So, and I'm blessed to be a part of a great group of individuals at Hy-Vee.
I love any kind of longevity and tenure.
Yeah.
It means something. I don't like to see the turnover so big in so many different industries. And you've been a mainstay there. Where did you get your start?
Started in Shenandoah, Iowa. It's in southwest Iowa, small town. Sorting cans and bottles. They have a deposit there at the time. So when you purchased a 12-pack of pop, you charged 60 cents. You brought the cans back in, and I was the kid in the back sorting them, Pepsi, Coke.
Does anybody do that? We did that on the East Coast.
Yeah. They did. Okay. Wasn't aware of that.
You bring in New Haven, Connecticut, there was and it stunk like vinegar because it's old beer and old soda. But you bring your cans in and they give you money. Do we do that anymore?
No. No.
Thank goodness.
Isn't that frustrating? We spent all this time. Put our, put your newspapers in this bin and put your recyclables in this bin. And then one day they said, we're not doing that anymore.
Never mind.
You know, the earth is not that important. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Hey, but your staff, I tell you, I've worked several projects with them, and they are always so on point. Thank you for training them up, right? Or just getting the right people in the right spots or following
You know what it is? You know what it is, Laura? There is literally a helpful smile in every aisle.
Aww.
Sing the song. Sing it.
See how he does that.
Sing it.
No. Nobody wants that.
All right, show up at Grand Island Hy-Vee tomorrow. We're going to try to get in the Guinness Book of World Records. Your goal is 1,750.
That's correct.
1,700 steaks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that taxing on your staff?
Well, we'll see.
let me know on Friday.
Excuse me. Duh.
I think we're well prepped, so.
I never want to see. I'm going vegan after this. Brent, it's great to see you, man. Don't be a stranger.
No.
Hy-Vee has a lot going on, and it would be nice if you were a regular guest.
Yes.
Especially when you bring donuts.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna say that's necessary, but it's nice.
It is, but it is.
That's the least I could do.
He drinks so much coffee, he chews on other people's fingernails. And that's just gross. Franz Mann, one man, party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.